Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to another episode on Every Day with Jesus podcast. And we've been studying Bible truths concerning the local church. Praise God. Bible truths concerning the local church. And in the last teaching, I continue to show us from scriptures that God is pro-leadership. Amen. And that is because I said that the most important element in a local church is leadership. Praise God. Leadership. And if you look at the history of God's dealings with men, you discover that God has always employed leadership as a way to effect his will on the face of the earth. God is in the business of raising leaders. Praise God. And I said that if you take away leadership from the church, there is nothing like accountability. The word order and accountability, those words will just be out of relevance. Because it's leadership that ensures order and accountability. Glory to God. Now in the last teaching, precisely, I showed us some scriptures how that while Moses was called to be the leader, amen, Aaron was to assist in the work. That's why what Aaron did, when he made a calf for the children of Israel to bow down to and to worship, what he did there was a betrayal. Amen. The betrayal of leadership, because it was meant to assist Moses in the work. Ideally, it was meant to have paid attention to how Moses went about dealing with those kind of challenges, because whatever happened right there was not something unique. Moses had encountered the same challenge all along the way. The children of Israel wanted to go back to Egypt many times. They preferred to be in Egypt, and Moses had a way of dealing with it. So that means Aaron was not following well. He wasn't paying attention to how Moses was dealing with those challenges. So he couldn't handle pressure. He gave in, and then he had to make for them a god after their own likeness. Praise God. Then we see that Joshua took over from Moses because there was a particular trait found in Joshua. Joshua was a faithful man. Glory to God. He was a faithful man. And I showed you in the last teaching how Joshua kept referring to Moses in his, in the book of Joshua. You find references made to Moses severally. Praise God. Joshua himself kept talking about Moses. And all that he did was according to what Moses had said. Glory to God. According to what Moses had said. Let's see some of them again. And then we'll continue from there. So leadership is so key. God enforces and ensures his will on the face of the earth through leadership. And that demands that men learn to be faithful and accountable and submissive to leadership. Glory to God. And I said that a man that follows a sound leader, a sound spiritual leader, who is following the will of God and the plan of God, a man that stays with the scriptures, is as good as following God. Glory to God. You don't say, well, I'm following the man. He's a man I'm just following. No, he's not the man you are following. If what he's calling you to pay attention to is the will of God, is as good as following God himself. Joshua in chapter 11, and then we'll see verse 15. Joshua 11:15, glory to God. Joshua kept a strict adherence to the law of Moses, to the commandments and instructions of Moses. And as the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all the Lord had commanded Moses. Have you seen? Moses commanded Joshua. Joshua obeyed all that Moses had said, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So that means Joshua didn't take those instructions directly from God. Moses took those instructions directly from the Lord. Joshua took it from Moses and executed it in the same way that Moses had delivered it to him. Glory to God. So you see, he didn't have to have a direct, he didn't have to receive those things from the Lord directly. Following what Moses had said, trusting Moses' judgment as a leader was enough. Praise God. As a matter of fact, Joshua knew that the Lord related with Moses. The Lord communicated with Moses. Glory to God. That's the same way today Jesus has become for us the mediator of the new covenant. And then we trust his judgment. Amen. You see, we're going to see the broader spectrum or the scope as we continue in this study of leadership. God is pro-leadership. God doesn't have to speak to everybody. Amen. God doesn't have to talk to everybody or give instruction to everybody. God can speak to one man. And by that one man, God is speaking to many people. Praise God. And all that would need to flow in that plan of God would be to submit to the leadership of that one person. Amen. And when I say one person, I'm not talking about one person over the body of Christ. I'm talking about different assemblies. Amen. I'm talking about different assemblies, and I'm talking about specifically, and I'm talking about how that we see that it was via one man God set up the Old Testament. Amen. The Old Testament, the Old Covenant was by one man, and every other person had to submit and follow. Glory to God. So Joshua did all that Moses commanded him. Look at verse 23. Praise God. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses. And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their visions, to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war. Joshua did according to all that the Lord had said to Moses. In doing all the Lord had said to Moses, he was doing all the Lord wanted him to do. Praise God. That wasn't Moses' will. Glory to God. That wasn't just obedience to a man. That was obedience to God. Though he was not the direct recipient of that instruction. Amen. And I'm saying this because many times in a local church, people assume that the only thing they ought to pay attention to is the doctrine specified or laid down in the scriptures. But I showed you in the last teaching now that Paul made judgment concerning the situation that there was no commandment for. Amen. There was no instruction. There was nothing from Jesus specifically written in scriptures for that matter. And then Paul says, I give judgment as one whom the Lord has considered trustworthy. Glory to God. So sometimes the instructions given to you in a local church doesn't have to be something you see in scriptures. As long as it doesn't contradict the will of God, as long as it doesn't go against the will of God, God's standard and values, then do good to just follow and obey. Glory to God. Because if you are looking for only that which is written in black and white, well, the leadership of the church, the administration of the church, goes beyond what is in black and white. Amen. Goes beyond what you can find written exactly or specifically in scriptures or explicitly in the Bible. Glory to God. Let me ask you a question. Where did the instruction to appoint 7 men to come and serve tables, where did Jesus write that in the Gospels? Praise God. Where do you find that written anywhere? A code. How to undo such matters. It was spontaneous. Glory to God. It was spontaneous. Of course, in the ministry of Jesus, at some point, the disciples themselves were serving people at different times. But that was not even a regular structure. Amen. They fed 5,000 people, 4,000 people, and they were the ones that, you know, distributed those things. But that was not a regular structure. They were not serving tables every time. So where did that wisdom come from? Wisdom for church administration and all that is not necessarily about that which is written in scriptures. That's where you have to trust the leading of the Spirit given to your pastor or to your leader for the administration of that assembly. Praise God. Where is it written in scripture that we must meet on Wednesday or we must meet on Sunday? It's written nowhere. Praise God. Where is it written in the Bible that we have to have 7 days meeting? A lot of things. We can come to the issue of finances. Where is it written in scriptures that there's a particular way to collect money in the church? The only thing we find in scriptures is how not to enforce. Do you understand? How not to enforce people, how not to extort from people. But I mean, where is it in Bible that every church, or this is the regular way you must raise offerings as a church? Where do we find the idea of people passing around offering baskets? There's no place in the Bible for that. Some leaders came up with that fact or with that idea, and then people began to do it. No questions asked. Because you know what? It does not in any way remove from the integrity or you know, remove or subtract from the integrity of God's word. It does not in any way conflict God's will. Hallelujah. Another church leader can arise and say, well, for us, there's nothing like passing around basket. Let's just give our offerings, you know, every month or every week. Praise God. Send it to the bank. So there are many things in the area of church administration that would, you know, best order, accountability, you know, how things are done that are not specifically written down in scriptures word for word. That is why you must learn to trust the wisdom and the judgment of the leader. Glory to God. So Joshua followed strictly all that the Lord had commanded Moses. You must not forget this. What the Lord commanded who? Moses. Not that which God commanded Joshua himself. Amen. That's trusting the wisdom and the judgment of the leader. Trusting that he can hear God rightly. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? In matters of administration. Hallelujah. In matters of doctrine for us in the New Testament, I have the Bible to, you know, cross-check whatever the man is saying. In matters of church administration, I need not to get so funny trying to, you know, fight and resist everything that is done in the church, as long as it does not conflict the will and the pattern, you know, found in scriptures, the will of God and the pattern found in the Bible. Amen. You don't need to have an opinion every time your pastor says, let us go and do this. You don't need to have an opinion. Glory to God. You don't need to have an opinion. We are coming to, you know, study God's word, public holiday. You know, if you cannot make it, if it's not convenient for you, then that's your choice. I know sometimes we understand that. Do you get? We understand. I mean, it's not going to be convenient for everybody. You could have a function for that day. You could have an appointment, you know. But the reason why the church will not rely on individual choices to make such decisions is because we all cannot be available at the same time. Glory to God. For you, you have an appointment. Wow, you can't make it. For another person, wow, thank God. I've been looking to get away for a retreat. This is a good opportunity. Public holiday, let's go have a great time in the word of God and in prayers. The leader does not have to, you know, find out whether it's convenient for everybody. He makes a decision as he is led by the Spirit of God. And you should trust that. Glory to God. You should learn to what? To trust that. Hallelujah. I said to you, for Joshua, it was considered good success for him. Not deviating from the leader, not deviating from the pattern that Moses had laid down in scriptures. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is pro-leadership because God does not need to speak to everybody to get things done. He can speak to one or two people and get them to lead others to get, you know, get the job done. And every other person just needs to trust. So trust the wisdom and the judgment of the leader and follow them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is the reason for the local church also. Leadership. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 7. Praise God. Bible says, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Look at that again. That you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Moses my servant commanded you. Why couldn't God speak to Joshua himself? He could. Glory to God. He could, but it was unnecessary. Hallelujah. All that God wants to say to you, he has said to this person. Why should he be saying it to everybody? It's unnecessary. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, not everybody is on the same frequency. Amen. Not everybody will hear God as they ought to. So you have folks who are carnal, you have folks who are spiritually inclined. God trying to speak to everybody about the same thing will be counterproductive. You speak to a man that he has called and given the task of leadership. He has called to the position of leadership. And he would entrust that man with the responsibility to lead others to obey him. Praise God. So look at Joshua 1 again. He says, make sure you observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Amen. For doing all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded him, he was doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. It was considered good success for Joshua to not deviate. If Joshua does not deviate from the law, from the prescriptions, the instructions, the counsels, hallelujah, the statutes, that was good success. That was him fulfilling his ministry. Glory to God. And you see, that wasn't just true about Joshua. Every leader that came after Moses had to continue his tradition. Glory to God. They didn't come up, and then begin to say, well, this is what Moses said, but I feel this is what I should be doing now. I think this is what the Lord is telling us to do in this generation. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? No. Hallelujah. In fact, all through the history of the Old Testament, to depart from Moses was to be a heretic. Amen. To rebel against Moses was to rebel against the Lord, because everything that Moses laid down was from the Lord. Hallelujah. So you find them giving instructions to men to continue in the law of Moses. Leadership. Hallelujah. So that means every leader that came after Moses was following the leadership of Moses. Glory to God. And they didn't see themselves as following a man. It was as good as following the Lord, because it was the Lord who chose and appointed Moses and instituted the old covenant and the administration of the old covenant through him. Praise God. It was the Lord. Look at Numbers chapter 12. Glory to God. Miriam and Aaron had a kind of power tussle with Moses. They were dragging power with Moses. Numbers chapter 12. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. "Has the Lord not spoken through us also?" Is it Moses alone that God is speaking through? Hallelujah. Who does he even think he is? Glory to God. Bible says, "And the Lord heard it." Praise God. And then we see how that those guys were judged for what they did. Glory to God. Because that was rebellion against the Lord himself. Hallelujah. Not only did Moses, hand over the doctrine of the Old Testament, he also was the one through whom God handed over the administration, the pattern of worship. Everything found in the Old Testament was via Moses. That's why Moses is another word for the law. The entire system of the law, which is the old covenant, which the prophets ministered under. Everything can also be called Moses. Amen. Moses. Glory to God. Look at Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 1 to 5. Hebrews in chapter 8 verse 1 to 5. He also laid down the administration. Nobody came up to say, "Well, I don't think this is how to properly offer sacrifices. That was the pattern and they had to follow it strictly." Glory to God. Hebrews in chapter 8, and I'll read from verse 1 to 5. Bible says, "Now this is the main point of the things which we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there were priests or their priests who offered the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, 'See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.'" He was divinely instructed. Praise God. Moses handed over to men the doctrine of the Old Testament. He also handed over to men the administration, the pattern of worship. Glory to God. The administration and pattern of worship was found in Moses. Hallelujah. So you see, you were not recognized as a leader in Israel, a prophet in Israel, a priest in Israel. You were not recognized as a priest, a leader, a king, a judge in Israel if you were not submissive to the leadership of Moses. It was that serious. Praise God. The priesthood was based on the law of Moses. Being kings, amen, being chosen and elected as kings was based on the law. Glory to God. Being a prophet, you had to be somebody who upheld the integrity of the doctrine of the Old Testament. You must not be disclaiming Moses while claiming to be a prophet of God. That was a problem. You are a heretic already. So every leader that came up in Israel had to be submissive to the leadership of Moses. Hallelujah. That is exactly how God ensures order, uniformity, accountability, discipline. Imagine if there was no set standard by the ministry of Moses. Imagine what would have become of the Old Testament. Praise God. Imagine that with such set standard and, you know, tradition, things already laid down. Imagine the kind of heresies that sprung up amongst the Jews. I'm going to get there today. Imagine the kind of heresies. Imagine the kind of people that came up to begin to say their own. Praise God. Imagine. What would have happened if there was no laid down tradition, doctrine, you know, administration by the ministry of Moses? Glory to God. You know, we are studying the local church, but I'm trying to show you something very key. And I'm saying it again. God is pro-leadership. Amen. Look at the Old Testament. That was less glorious than the New Testament. Look at how much God, you know, invested in the leadership of that testament. Praise God. See how much God invested in the leadership of the Old Covenant. Making sure there was order and discipline and accountability. Praise God. Via leadership. Hallelujah. So like I said, Moses also laid down the administration in the pattern of worship found in the Old Testament. And everything they had to do was based on what Moses had commanded. Amen. The choosing of kings, judges, priests, elders, everything was based on that which God had said and instructed through the ministry of Moses. Acts of Apostles chapter 15. Look at this. Acts 15 verse 21. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles 15, verse 21. Bible says, it says, "For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath." Those who preach Moses in every generation, throughout many generations, people preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Hallelujah. Every Sabbath. Hallelujah. It's so funny today when people say, well, Jesus handed the doctrine to the apostles, and you know, this time around, he's saying to us something new. You know, different pastors can have different messages. It doesn't matter. And it's so funny. Are you aware? In the Old Testament, till Jesus came, they had to be preaching what Moses had written several years before. Hallelujah. Thousands of years before was what they kept reading and preaching in every Sabbath, on every Sabbath rather, in every city, in every synagogue. Praise God. I said to you in the last teaching that what you find in God's administration is continuity. Praise God. Continuity. What we are experiencing in the body of Christ today, where men are preaching their own stuff and you cannot trace it or link it with the ministry or to the ministry and the ministry of the apostles, the ministry of Christ and the apostles, what we're experiencing is a result of men at some point in history who discontinued from the doctrine and the traditions of the apostles. Men who deviated from the leadership and the authority of Christ over his church. Amen. God is pro-leadership. That which God has spoken in Christ is what we are meant to be speaking today. Amen. So when you find yourself in a local church where that which they are speaking in that place is that which God has spoken in Christ, you do well to submit and follow. And not to have an ambition to deviate. Glory to God. Because you don't find God raising men to do something different. You find God raising men to continue what he started. Hallelujah. God raises more leaders to continue that which he started with a particular leader. Glory, hallelujah. Listen carefully. Moses has had in many generations, throughout many generations, those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Hallelujah. I said to you, Moses laid down both the doctrine of the Old Testament and the administration and the pattern of worship of the Old Testament. At Exodus 36, they began building the tabernacle. It was Moses that commissioned it. Exodus 37, the Ark of the Testimony, the table for showbread, the golden lampstand, altar of incense, the anointing oil, the spices that were to be used, everything, the details was communicated by Moses. They did it according to his instruction. Hallelujah. Exodus 38, the altar for burnt offerings, court of tabernacle, amen, specified the materials for them. Are you getting what I'm saying? The kind of material, that which must never touch the altar, the abominations, the prohibitions, everything was communicated clearly in details via the ministry of Moses. Like we saw earlier at Hebrews 8, verse 1 to 5. It says, see that you make it according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. It was divinely instructed. And he communicated the details and they made those things according to the pattern that God revealed to Moses. Amen. And that was what they continued through all history. Amen. At Exodus 39, imagine this, Moses even communicated the design of the garments of the priest. Hallelujah. Including the garment of the priest. Somebody did not just arise in the assembly to say, see, I have an idea. I'm a fashion designer. He communicated the design. God told him what to do. Praise God. The breastplate, everything was commissioned by the ministry of Moses. To modify Moses in the Old Testament was to be heretic. Now, it doesn't mean Moses wasn't meant to listen to sound counsel as a leader. That's where a lot of people miss it. It doesn't mean because you're a leader, you can't listen to others. You can't listen to suggestions, counsels, and all that. But the truth is, everything still has to go through the leadership. Find an example. An example at Exodus 18, verse 10 to 27. Moses was the leader. He was the one making decisions. God spoke to him. He led the people. But Moses himself was open to counsel. Amen. Counsel from an elderly person. Glory to God. And if you watch it very well, the counsel was not about doctrine, what to preach or what to teach. It was about structure. Because in such matters where there's no explicit instruction, the leader is free to do that which is needful or that which is right for the moment. And, such can also come from other folks. Amen. The counsel of other people. Glory to God. So, look at Exodus chapter 18, verse 10 to 27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Exodus 18 and verses 10 to 27. Hallelujah. We see Moses being open to counsel as regards structure. Exodus 18, verse 10 down to 27. Glory to God. Bible says, and Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods, for in the very thing in which they behaved proudly, he was above them. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and other sacrifices to offer to God. And Moses came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses Moses' father-in-law before God. And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, what is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, the thing that you do is not good. Amen. Each time I read this place, I always laugh. The thing that you do is not good. And then he says, both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you, for you are not able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my voice. I'll give to you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Have you seen the wisdom of this man? The wisdom that this man is giving to Moses. It sounds exactly like the requirement given at Acts 6. Amen. Men of truth. Able men, men who fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Hallelujah. So you see that the counsel is not in any way against God's will. Hallelujah. Let's continue. It says, hating covetousness and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you. If you do this thing and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people will also go to their place in peace. So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the rulers, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. So they judged the people at all times. They had cases they brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart and he went his way to his own land. Praise God. You see that now? Hallelujah. The counsel was not anything against God's will. And it's so instructive that Moses did not know this. Praise God. I mean, Moses, I'm sure the experiences he has had with these guys was the reason why he did not even think about appointing any leader. These guys were rebellious, they were stiff-necked. So, I mean, it didn't come to his mind to even set leaders that would be faithful over them. So he kept doing the old work and he was getting weary. And then someone had to give him counsel. Glory to God. Someone had to give him counsel. And then he received the counsel. The counsel was not an ungodly counsel. It was the right counsel. And he took it. So the leader is open to such counsels, is open to such suggestions. But the point is this. Who did Jethro go through? Amen. Who did Jethro go through? Did he go and meet Aaron or Miriam or Joshua? He went through Moses. Because eventually, if you want anything done in that regard, you still have to go through the leadership, since the leadership is what God has set up to ensure obedience and order and discipline in that place. Glory to God. It's so important. You see, we have to understand this well, that God is pro-leadership. Men who do not understand this are folks who are found wrestling with the idea of leadership in the body of Christ. See, this leadership thing is not some new doctrine in the body of Christ. It's not some new, you know, way of administration. It has been God's pattern and God's way of leading his people. Praise God. It has been God's way and God's pattern of getting anything meaningful done on the face of the earth. It's God's way. It's the ideal way. It's the ideal pattern. So the believer must learn to submit to the leadership of the local church. Hallelujah. So let's see those instructions given in the New Testament again. And make sure you don't miss the next teaching, because there's a whole lot I want to say in that next teaching. Make sure you don't miss it on Monday. Hallelujah. But look at the instructions again. Hebrews 13. Glory to God. Hebrews and chapter 13. Look at the instruction again. You see why these kind of instructions appear in the New Testament. Very salient instructions. Hebrews 13:17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. Obey those who have the rule over you. Obey them. Hallelujah. Obey them. Be submissive. Don't resist. Glory to God. For they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Glory be to God. I'm going to continue from here on Monday. Do good to not miss out. Invite your friends, family members, colleagues, relatives, classmates. Let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of prayer, spiritual songs. And don't forget to be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.